This is KNKX. Expect more personnel moves from the Seattle Kraken soon as the team continues to build its roster. The Kraken added 30 players this week in the National Hockey League's expansion draft. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal was at the draft party at Gasworks Park. Art, what was it like?
It was a lot of fun. I think the fans got a real charge out of it. I mean, these off-season events are often in hotel ballrooms or somewhere indoors, but the Kraken wisely decided to do this outdoors in the best time of the Seattle weather year, and they certainly got it Wednesday. Also a factor was the NHL has its first contract with ESPN to broadcast regular season games, so they wanted a splashy start. They flew in six players of the 30 they chose, and they had celebrity presenters from Seattle sports. They had former Sonics Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and Lenny Wilkins. They also had Mariners center fielder Kyle Lewis and Seahawks linebacker Bobby Wagner. And they had two people on video, Storm guard Sue Bird, who was in Tokyo for the Olympics, and also Marshawn Lynch, the ex-Seahawk running back. And he was asked to say the name of the Nashville Predators center, Cali Yarncroak. But Yarncroak doesn't pronounce exactly as it reads. And so the best that Marshawn could do was calling him my boy Cali.
That's as far as he got.
Yeah. And but he laughed and he apologized and he looked right in the camera and says to Cali, he says, "Hey, tap me in and let me know how to say it right next time, big dog." It was added to the party atmosphere. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of the players, Art, who stands out to you among this group of draftees?
They had a diverse group of nationalities in this selection, and 22 of them are under contract for a total of $53 million, which is $28 million under the salary cap. So there's still plenty of room for the Kraken to add other players. The guy that stands out to me is Mark Giordano, who for his entire 15-year NHL career has been a member of the Calgary Flames. 3 years ago, he was named the Norris Trophy winner, emblematic of the best defenseman in the NHL. He's the kind of guy that Kraken general manager Ron Francis wants to lead this team. So he'll be the face of the franchise, at least in the early going.
Well, it's so exciting for fans that this is becoming more and more real. And this is just the beginning of a very intense period of building the team, right?
Right. Yeah, it's really kind of crazy because what's happened is the Stanley Cup was just over and the NHL wants to resume a normal season, which means starting the regular season in October. And so in order to do that, they've really compressed the off season. Friday and Saturday will be devoted to the entry draft, where teams acquire young players and some international players. So that's happening this weekend, and next Wednesday begins the veteran free agent signing period. So a lot of the guys taken Wednesday probably won't survive the cut down to 23 when the NHL begins play October 12th. So if you're into buying Kraken sweaters with the name of a player, I'd stick with Giordano. And the rest of the guys, we don't know yet, but do hang tight before you invest in a name sweater.
And speaking of those sweaters, they go on sale to the public September 15th. Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.